Last year, the National Science Foundation gave a UTSA computer science professor nearly $250,000 to study and develop underwater virtual reality games. The professor's idea for the games came from his own physical rehabilitation. TPR reporter Paul Flav has his story.
It was in the pool during physical rehabilitation for his multiple sclerosis that computer scientist and game designer John Quarles thought to himself, there's got to be a way to make this more engaging.
I wouldn't say it was boring exactly. I mean, because there's a motivation to get better. But I was thinking, could I make this more effective?
His MS impacts his balance and mobility, which prevents him from using a bike or treadmill. Can also affect his body's ability to regulate its temperature. So the pool's the best place for him to stay fit, which also helps with the MS. But the pool can be monotonous. So we thought, why can't we have virtual reality games underwater? The game Shark Punch is the result. By using a slightly modified diver's mask and waterproof phone, Quarles is creating a game where the player is being circled by a shark. And then it bites.
I know the shark is biting me because I can hear it. You know, because there's a sound effect. It's like, harsh.
Quarles puts on the diving mask.
Now I'm going to punch the shark.
He submerges in the pool and begins looking around. He swings his fists. And again. The game uses the phone's internal motion sensors to register when he punches. The same thing a pedometer app would use. Quarles emerges a few minutes later.
I do tend to kind of lose track of time.
He says the sensory information he gets by being in the pool fills in many of the holes in this rudimentary game.
If you play it out of the water versus playing it in the water, I mean, it's a very different experience. When you hear the shark go past you, it almost feels like, well, he's not, but it almost feels like he's going past you.
But the water also limits what's possible. You can turn your head and the device registers it, but you can't move forward and backward in the game. Bluetooth, GPS, Wi-Fi, and other traditional location technology, they don't work great in the water. The radio waves get affected.
I mean, I can count the number of people that have tried this on one hand. We are kind of, you know, getting into undiscovered country.
Shark Punch proves that underwater virtual reality is a thing. And so the National Science Foundation gave Quarles $240,000 to continue the research, to solve the problem of location data underwater, to continue finding ways to improve the experience and improve rehabilitation options. But that isn't the only goal for Quarles.
We don't really understand how people without disabilities would interact in a virtual environment underwater. And honestly, you can learn a lot about both ends of it, both people with disabilities and people without disabilities.
Sure. Training divers in a controlled environment could be a future iteration of this technology. Right now, he's pretty happy just to have a change in his workout routine. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.